AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in Mariupol in southern Ukraine. Officials say 17 people were injured in a Russian airstrike on a maternity hospital. The ground shook more than a mile away when the complex was hit. President Volodymyr Zelensky called the strike an atrocity. In Washington, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are dropping work on a big new coronavirus relief bill to push for aid to Ukraine and the fight against Vladimir Putin.
We are at a very difficult time because democracy is under assault by a person who has no values. We have to use everything at our disposal, whether it's economic sanctions to cripple their economy.
The Pentagon is rejecting any plans to provide MiG fighters to Ukraine, even through a second country, possibly Poland. Spokesman John Kirby says it's best not to do it.
The intelligence community has assessed that the transfer of MiG-29s to Ukraine may be mistaken as escalatory and could result in a significant Russian reaction that might increase the prospects of a military escalation with NATO. Therefore, we also assess the transfer of the MiG-29s to Ukraine to be high risk.
Stocks had their biggest jump since June of 2020. A sharp drop in oil prices eased fears about inflation. The Dow finished up 653 points. Lawyers for four men charged with planning to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, told jurors they were swayed by informants and federal agents who targeted them for their anti-government views, describing them as big talkers, wannabes, and in one case, a misfit. They are accused of the plot over their opposition of the governor's coronavirus restrictions. A plane carrying former President Donald Trump was forced to make an emergency landing in New Orleans last weekend after suffering engine failure over the Gulf of Mexico. The details of the landing, first reported by Politico, were confirmed by a person familiar with the incident. This is AP News. Manila is moving ahead with a military deal with Moscow.
The Philippines government says it will proceed with a deal to purchase 17 military transport helicopters from Russia that were signed and partially paid for before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The defense chief says the $249 million contract to acquire M-17 helicopters was signed in November, and the Philippines made an initial payment in January. The Philippines, however, has condemned Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Due to financial constraints, it has struggled for years to modernize its military, one of the most underfunded in Asia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Negotiators for locked-out players took step toward Major League Baseball in a counteroffer that still left a gap between the bickering sides after Commissioner Rob Manfred let pass his deadline to preserve a 162-game season. This is day 8 of the MLB lockout. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.